And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 29th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the Greek poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863, spent his youth in England. He was gay and wrote highly personal erotic poems that he chose to circulate only among friends. It's the birthday of Duke Ellington, Washington, D.C., 1899. Both of his parents were pianists. Duke Ellington, who led his jazz orchestra from 1923 until he died in 1974, experimenting with all different styles from swing to bebop. He said, "Playing bebop is like playing Scrabble with all the vowels missing." Wrote jazz standards such as Moon Indigo, and in his later career composed longer works such as Black, Brown, and Beige. It's the birthday of Jerry Seinfeld, Brooklyn, New York, 1954, best known for his long-running sitcom Seinfeld, went from 1989 to 1998, a story about a stand-up comedian living in New York City, surrounded by his conniving friends, like his pal George Costanza, a character based on Seinfeld's friend, the comedian Larry David, who helped him write the show. When Seinfeld went on the air, it took a few years to become a hit, but when it did, it became the most popular sitcom in America. Seinfeld had been a stand-up comedian himself, of course, and his big break came in 1981 when he was invited to perform on The Tonight Show. He was so nervous that he jogged around Manhattan, listening to his five-minute routine on his Walkman more than 200 times. It was on this day, 1946, The Portable Faulkner collection came out, published by Viking, works by William Faulkner, who had fallen into near obscurity by then, his works almost out of print. The collection, edited by the critic Malcolm Cowley, revived William Faulkner's reputation. It was on this day in 1913, a Swedish engineer named Gideon Sundback, living in Hoboken, patented the modern zipper, which preachers initially called the devil's fingers because it eased the process of removing clothing. And it was on this day in 1945, American soldiers liberated 30,000 prisoners from the German concentration camp in Dachau, Germany, which was the first concentration camp the Nazis had established. Americans arrived to find 30 railroad cars filled with bodies, survivors on the brink of starvation. The gates of Dachau, wrought iron gates with the words "Arbeit macht frei," work sets you free. Here's a poem for today by Ron Carlson entitled "The Neighborhood So Far." If my heart is a house, then it stands on your street in the little village where you are paperboy, mailman, garbage collector, water meter reader, building inspector, vacuum cleaner salesman, UPS driver, yard crew, chimney sweep, window washer, tax assessor, magazine solicitor, census taker, snow shoveler, house painter, voyeur, door-to-door scam artist, vandal, burglar, thief, extortionist, thief, burglar, thief, arsonist, arsonist, arsonist. The Neighborhood So Far by Ron Carlson from his collection Room Service, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.